I don't know, Tim. How about you?
Wow. What a story. We wish we could have been rolling when...
If only we would have recorded 2 seconds earlier.
Wow. We're so excited to be here. It's Monday.
It is.
It's been a week. It's been a weekend. Andrew, I went to not one, not two, but three live concerts last week.
I noticed that.
In a span of 5 days.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like live shows. That might have been a bit much.
I hope you're getting, you know, like 3 times rewards on your credit card or something.
I was very tired. I didn't have to pay for all of the shows. I had to pay for some of them.
That's good. I went to not one, not two, but 3 doctor's appointments.
Oh, no.
Because my child broke his wrist at Vacation Bible School, not at our church.
Which, that was his VBS, what, number 7 this
year?
That
was actually our first VBS this year.
I don't believe that.
It was the first one we've done. We haven't done any others. We're not church hopping. This was at the church that I grew up at. And so
that's good.
My childhood Sunday school teacher was the like Bible lesson teacher for them.
Yeah.
And it was great.
I mean, isn't the point of VBS, isn't it like for Christian kids at area churches so that way they have childcare all summer?
It's part of it.
Isn't that the mission statement for VBS?
That's
the reason why it started, right? Like the history of VBS was for Christian kids to have childcare. No?
I wonder how many kids actually know what VBS stands for. It's its own thing now.
It's like KFC. You don't have to say it.
That's very true. And it is finger licking good.
It's so, so good. You know what else is good, Andrew?
What's that, Tim?
What's about to happen, because yesterday was Sunday.
And this moment right here
is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
And yes, in case you're wondering, that little sing-song tune I just did was supposed to be the Halo song.
Oh, I knew exactly what it was.
You know, it's what we do around here.
Have you seen the worship leaders who like put up the funny Instagram videos where they insert stuff like that into worship songs, like the Halo theme song in certain worship songs? Like, I'm not against it.
I've seen where there was like a
Star Wars makes its way in, yeah. The Halo theme makes its way in.
But I saw there was like a day of prayer thing at a more liturgical church, and they had asked the youth pastor to, you know, play some prayerful music in the sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, so I saw that one.
He just had the Halo soundtrack.
I think it was the Halo 3 soundtrack, to be specific, if I remember correctly, which was my favorite.
And everybody
soundtrack.
Loved it. Stephanie says it sounded a little bit more like The Little Mermaid. Look at this
it
stuff.
Did have a mermaid
Isn't it
hint.
Neat?
I know how much your boys loved seeing
Wouldn't
the live action
think
mermaid.
My collection's complete.
Did your boys also love Barbie?
We have not seen either. Now, we do play a game in our car, and we played it a lot in our, you know, 50-some hours of road tripping this summer.
That's a lot.
That is...
Arkansas is not close.
It's not, but we just...
Does anybody live there?
Like, not very many people, truthfully.
All right, that's what I thought.
Not very many. But we play this game where you just find a random Disney playlist, and you put it on shuffle, and the first person to get the, you know, to know what movie it's from gets a point.
Yep,
and
it's a great game.
It's a great game, and... The boys love it, but for whatever reason, Dad is always the one to get all the Little Mermaids, and no one can quite...
You were a big fan.
I mean, it was, I think, first grade for me. It was a big movie in my life.
It was a big deal for our
childhood. Yeah.
Jamie says, don't give me any ideas. Jamie, who's currently leading worship at Lakeview Church, also an avid Star Wars fan. Whew. And we do have prayer every Sunday.
Have you not followed Rogue One Worship Leader on Instagram?
Oh, he does.
I was going to say, whatever.
No, Jamie and I routinely share that Instagram account between each other. It is that good. CJ says, we do that with the guitar instrumentals. My 5-year-old gets them after like 3 notes.
It's a fun game. It's a really fun game. We also have another game on road trips that my wife and I devised while driving a group of mostly high schoolers to a ski retreat. In trying to think of where we were, maybe Ruidosa, New Mexico, or Ski Santa Fe, the Glorieta area that Lifeway bought. But we would it was also with Disney characters, but you had to think of an obscure Disney character.
Sure.
And then it was like 20 questions to get to who that character was. And we found that the defining question of the game was, are there talking woodland creatures? because that would really narrow down the field. So that in helps. Case you're ever playing that 20 questions
that
with
helps.
Obscure Disney characters, ask about talking woodland creatures in the film.
Mm. No, that absolutely helps.
This has been brought to you by our annual passes to Disney.
So you like, you're going to have to clarify this with me. You like music when it's in your car.
I'm a big fan of music in my car.
But you're not a big fan of music live on stage. Is that accurate to say?
It's not that I'm not a big fan. It's just
well, you don't
that,
attend.
No, it's an expensive thing, and it's just
it
never
can be.
It's never been a big part of my life. So it's
I think when it comes to the yin and yang of Tim and Andrew, this is
that,
where
that's
this
probably
may be the, one of the biggest differences between us. I like if there's a live show, even if I don't even know any of the songs and I'm offered tickets, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably gonna be there. Like I'm just a big fan of music live. I was at the Blink-182 show with, you know him, he was a few rows behind us. His name was Dylan. Some of you on this show might know him as well.
I know the Rizzle.
We were joking about, you know, getting you to a show like this, and we both knew that that would just never happen. That's just not who you are.
Dylan and his lovely wife, Madalena, when they had their first child here a few months ago, I've got to do math and remember when little Lucy was born. The baby blanket that they got for her says, "What's my age again?" with the 12 months.
Cute.
So, you know, every month they post a picture of her in the baby blanket with whatever month old she is. So that's the kind of Blink fans that they are.
They're big Blink fans. The Blink show was fantastic. So was the Yellow Card show. So last Sunday night, Stephanie's B-Day, we had a marathon of a B-Day.
I saw.
It was Barbie. It was Oppenheimer. It was Yellow Card all in the same day, which...
And then you
was
did
wild.
And then you did NF with Aaron. Well,
Tuesday night was Fall Out Boy.
That's right.
So Sunday night, Yellow Card. Tuesday night, Fall Out Boy. Friday night was NF in Orlando with Aaron, which NF might have put on the best show of the summer. Which is wild to think about because there was two guys on stage and his opening act didn't show up. His opening act had another show in California. So this was his only one he missed. So it was one guy for 2 hours, and it was probably the best show I've seen all summer. It was also my first real rap concert where that was the head. Like, I've seen rappers live before, but not where they were the headliner.
Yes, but when you're at Winter Jam and the rapper has 14 minutes, I don't know that counts.
To be fair, I saw Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne opened up for Blink-182 a few years ago, so I would consider that.
That makes sense.
A real show, but it wasn't the full length of someone who's
headlining. I think what you just said explains why I'm good just not spending my time or energy going to concerts. I have nothing against Lil Wayne, but
I think it's Lil.
I have not, but I think I would have to be in a certain mindset, and if I'm going to a Blink 182 show and
very different
and,
crowd
and
very different
small
crowd.
Wayne is there, that would just confuse me. I'm good. You know, Disney Plus has some wonderful,
we watch those,
you know, concerts that you can watch there.
I'm a big fan of documentaries, music documentaries,
you know,
live concerts.
I'm a big fan of going to concerts at Epcot because they're 25 minutes long.
How did I miss For King and Country? They're,
for King
they're,
and Country
they're there
just,
again tonight.
Well, I mean, my wife's got a back to school teacher bowling night, so the boys and I could load up and head over, but I just don't know what to tell you.
As fun as my week of concerts in the summer concert series has been, which there might be another one this week.
Who might
you could come.
Who might you be seeing?
Under Oath has been calling my name.
I have zero desire.
They are doing back-to-back shows in Tampa Thursday, Friday.
I would rather be at the Lil Wayne show than an Under Oath show.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Under Oath was a big part of my teenage years. If you're an Under Oath fan.
I am months away from finishing a doctorate. Do you think that is the crowd that goes to Under Oath shows?
You'd be surprised.
I think the people with restraining orders and multiple divorces are the ones going to the Under Oath shows these days.
How about this? If you want to travel in town to go see Under Oath with me, I've got a place for you to stay for free. you can ride with me. We'll go to the show. But you have to know at least three of the songs.
Hard pass.
I'm not even joking. I mean, someone's got to go to the show with me.
I had an Under Oath hoodie once that... who was their merch line or whoever used to do all their merch? Yeah, I got like a throwaway hoodie from them.
CJ says, "Well, hello, holier than thou, you are beneath him, Tim."
Yes, there. Every now and then, I'm like,
"Doctor, excuse me, Andrew J. Larson."
Tim, I'm never going to go to an Under Oath show.
I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
there's way too my vocal cords hurt thinking about an under oath show.
We Came as Romans will be there.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Oh my gosh.
What's the food situation like? Are there funnel cakes?
Well, it's at the Ritz, so you tell me.
I don't know.
It's in Ybor.
I was gonna say crackers. I've you said Ritz. I've been to one
Last live concert that was not at Epcot. Go. Wow.
So
this is,
hang on.
This is scary.
This is not last, but when you were talking about Ybor, I saw a Benjamin Gate show with in Ybor, and they were with what was his name? John Rubin, like the first white Christian rapper from the 90s. And The Skinny was opening, which is why I was there, because my buddy Paul played drums.
What
Skinny.
Year was this?
This was probably 2002, 2003.
It's like pre-married, Andrew.
It was when the Benjamin Gate still existed.
Wow.
So that's been a hot minute.
Well, you're going to have a blast with me at the Under Oath show on Friday night.
And I'm trying to think. There were a few that I did in Dallas that were bigger shows, but just...
I'll say three in 1 week might be a bit much. Might be. It was a lot of fun. Like we'll never forget that week, but I'm really tired.
Hang on. I've got several. All at Ruth Eckert Hall. Christian Chenoweth, spectacular.
Look, Stephanie, not even a real hardcore fan, loves going to hardcore shows. Steph, that's it. You and I should just go. We're going.
I did Michael McDonald at Ruth Eckert Hall with my mother. My mother sat next to Michael McDonald on a flight and it was like during a blizzard kind of thing where everyone had been delayed and she had no idea who she was. She was the only woman in her 60s who didn't know who Michael McDonald was.
Oh boy.
And so we got backstage and all that stuff to go see Michael McDonald and Joe Cocker before he passed, also at Ruth Eckert Hall.
R.I.P.
So yeah.
Steph says he will protect you from all of the fists of the pit dancers.
Listen,
she is referring to what those in the hardcore scene call slam dancing.
I just saw that Travis Scott is not going to be charged for what happened at Astroworld. So I'm good. I don't want to get trampled or
you won't.
Killed.
I can protect you.
I'm good. I am so good. Not my thing.
Offer still stands. You want
this
to go see Under Oath with
not
me?
Not my bag, baby.
Got a place
Austin
for you.
Powers.
You can drive home on Saturday, still be at church on Sunday.
I'm good.
It's an early show. Early show on Friday. You won't even be out late. Doors are at 4.
I'm good. I'm good.
Come with Andrew and I to the Under Oath show.
Can I dress like this?
I'm gonna wear this.
Okay.
I legitimately wear my flower shirts, my Crocs, my chubby shorts and a Jags or Rays hat. That's my attire. Okay. Hey, speaking of slam dancing and what could potentially be broken bones inside of a pit, I heard your son broke how many bones?
Two bones in his wrist.
I was joking. I didn't know he actually broke both.
Yeah, so they
hit both his radius and his ulna?
No, like actually like the little bones in the wrist.
Oh, the tiny ones.
So, you know, that they were doing a relay race at Vacation Bible School and also like, when I say I grew up in this church, I mean, I really grew up in this church.
Yeah.
My dad was a chairman of the deacons a number of times.
Oh, wow.
It's like one of those. And they have a new pastor who's a wonderful guy. But when my parents were living in Georgia for a season.
I mean, he's no Andrew
was
Larson.
When this pastor was called. And so when my parents were moving back home, it was the debate of, do we go to the church that we've been a member of for 25 years or our son is pastoring a church? We should probably go to the church that our son is pastoring. But all of my dad's golf buddies and stuff still go to that church. So the big joke was that, you know, they were discussing the Larson family and any repercussions of a kid breaking a bone in the deacon's meeting during the Wednesday night of VBS. And, you know, they were running a relay race and it was like a go backward section. He tripped and, you know, put his arm down. And
very common.
And let me tell you, that kid loves the attention that comes with a bright green cast with glitter in the wrapping. I don't know
how many signatures does he have on it.
Well, so he didn't get his cast until Friday afternoon.
Okay. He's still acquiring the signatures.
He broke it on Tuesday and couldn't get it cast until Friday afternoon, and VBS was done at like noon on Friday. So he's got a bunch of signatures.
Did he troop it out and attend the rest of VBS?
Oh, yeah.
In the sling?
Yeah, with the sling and the hardened ace wrap. So
I mean, that's a wounded vet.
Yeah.
It's a warrior.
So he was very, very proud. Stephanie says, speaking of sports.
Okay, we've got.
I don't know what's going on here. Are we going to play some sports ball?
We probably should, but the Miller family is entering into a rather intense season of all things sports.
Yes.
It's so Aaron's tackle football starts this week. It is 5 nights this week.
That's ridiculous. One of the
Pop Warner requires 10 hours of practice with pads before you can go full contact.
It's good. So good rule.
It's a great rule, but they have to get all 10 hours
in. I've seen Varsity Blues. I've seen Friday Night Lights. I know what happens.
Lots of injuries.
When someone makes a bad tackle.
Zoe just leveled up in gymnastics, so she's now doing 3 days a week practice.
See, Luke, before he broke his wrist, was on this, I want to play fall Little League.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that sounds terrible because it's so many nights a week. And then he broke his wrist. I was like, oh, no, buddy. And I was thrilled because I was... you know, not wanting to sign that much of my life away for my kid to play Little League.
Well, Emily's got 2 days of tryouts this week over at Calvary. Mm. And, well, if you know the area, you know Calvary Sports. So.
Yeah, that's good luck, Em. I'm fighting for you. I believe in you.
Bowling is also fun.
Bowling's a team sport at Calvary.
Although the page just got removed, so I'm wondering if they didn't get enough players.
I don't know. So
I could coach.
You've got coaching experience.
And I was in a bowling league for
now,
4 years.
Would you throw the clipboard at bowling?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to throw the clipboard to really get your players fired up to make parents angry. It's the best of both worlds.
Melissa and I have been joking around a lot because, you know, I'm now coaching the First Lutheran soccer team.
Oh, you better
year.
Throw the clipboard.
And so the joke is, you know, are we going to have a parents meeting about how intense I am as a coach?
Yes.
Towards, you know, the 70% way of the season, and then they'll just have to deal with me the rest of the way, or am I going to be removed from any sidelines? And we don't think that'll be the case, but who knows? I kind of was voluntold into coaching. This
is what you get.
The teacher/athletic director, who was Landon's favorite teacher last year, was called to a church in Michigan, and so I'm going to be coaching the middle school boys soccer team, and I'm wondering,
so excited about this.
I think our first game is August 29th. So
I'm
that's,
so excited.
I mean, that's 4 weeks from tomorrow, so do I have time for a Ted Lasso mustache between now and then?
It's already coming in strong now.
I mean,
but the real question is you have a preaching stool, do you have a coaching stool? Because standing on the sideline for... you know, a 90-minute.
Well, it's not 90 because it's middle school.
60.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, they do 4 quarters.
15. That's so stupid.
It's very odd.
That makes me so mad.
Every 15 minutes, they are now required for a water break.
Hey, everybody, get some water. That's ridiculous.
CJ's wondering if you can get kicked out of a bowling match. You could probably get rolled out.
I guess you could.
Or bowled out.
I was talking to a soccer player here at church yesterday, and she is a... maybe not a D1 caliber, but she's at least an NAI caliber of a soccer player. She'll play in college for sure. And I was talking about how, like, we have 3 practices on the schedule before our first game. And like that's so, like, I remember just puking my guts out every day for weeks before 7th grade soccer. We had 2-a-days before 7th grade soccer in 1995 or whatever it was I was in 7th grade.
People thought I was an intense coach.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph says Tim should show up and help coach your game against North Bay.
There is no game against North Bay.
That's right. They don't play North Bay this year, unfortunately.
I think it's because there's so many Lutheran schools that only play soccer. The vast majority of our schedule is the little Lutheran school league.
Ronald Long says, my buddies.
That's us.
You are our buddies. Jamie says, we could go full on Pete Weber mode. Like, if you have not seen any highlights of Pete Weber, the professional bowler.
I am. Who do you think you are? I am.
Ronald says, I usually have to take a pre-preaching stool.
I get it. That's why I was so late this morning, but it's fine. Now, not pre-preaching. Sunday morning, it's not going to happen.
Laura says, we had kids puking at band camp back in the day.
Listen.
I can assure you no one puked at my flag football practices. It's a different world.
It is a different world.
However, we did have some students wrestling over a ball and parents wanting to claim assault. So that's happened.
Well, Tim, it's okay. Your coaching career is over.
It's over.
We had hoped that if the schools were playing against each other, that Tim would try to coach, that we could recreate the Little Giants poster. Oh, and I love Rick Moranis. He's a hero of mine. But
he's really a hero of all of ours.
The guy was at the top of the game. His wife gets sick, and he says, "Do you know what? I'm going to quit acting and be a full-time dad." What a guy. Rick Moranis, the show's dedicated to you. He was great in Ghostbusters.
Who could forget Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves?
So good.
Underrated film.
I mean, whenever there's a dull moment in a conversation, I will recreate Honey, I Shrunk Our Kids and just say, "I get it. French class." It's the classic Larson household joke. But Melissa and I do Little Shop of Horrors about 3 or 4 times a year, probably.
It's been a while.
So, you know, that whole thing takes place on September 23rd, which is my wife's birthday. And so we suddenly see more. And we also need to clarify to anybody who is like my mother and thinks that Little Shop and Rocky Horror are the same thing. They're very different. Little Shop of Horrors is not.
It's in the same universe.
It's in the same universe.
It's like MCU.
But so one is like, you know, Miss Marvel, and the other is like Deadpool. Same universe. One's rated R.
That's a great take.
One's PG-ish, you know.
But commonly confused when you say the name out loud.
Except there is some domestic abuse by Steve Martin, which is not cool. And he gets eaten by a plant for it. So it's fine.
Look, we know you come to hear
we have not talked to any ministry.
Our take on sports, our family lives, and Andrew's love of
Rick Moranis.
But we do have
Suddenly Seymour.
We have some actual ministry
standing
to discuss.
Beside you.
His love of musicals, apparently.
You know what? I don't go to live shows. I go to a lot of musicals.
That's okay. I love musicals.
You know, it is what it is. Timmy, you guys had a pretty big meeting.
We did.
It
was a lot of
fun. History of Lakeview. It might go down as one of the more.
It was a ton of fun.
Special ones. One of the.
We always have an annual meeting every December, and from time to time we'll have a mid-year meeting around July.
Usually,
August.
When a pastor is resigned.
Yeah.
Not usually, but that's happened. I've been one of those.
Yes. Like when you have some breaking news, major announcements.
And those are not fun meetings to have.
They're not fun. However, this one was.
Yes. This is a good mid-year unscheduled. It was, you know, but a not always on the schedule. This is the right kind of mid-year meeting to have.
It was a fun one. Not only did we voted on 2 new elders, one of which was.
2 Padre.
Steve Miller.
I know that guy.
Other one, Benjamin Soljum, which I don't know if you know BJ, you should get to know him. Just an incredible man.
I'm a fan.
We're stoked to have both those guys in the elder board. We also voted on a revised budget. So this is the first time we've ever done this. We've never revised the budget mid-year.
You just go to the church and be like, "Church, you're giving too much."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're giving 30.
I can only take so many raises, guys. Come on.
That was not part of the meeting. But we did give a different category a substantial raise. So we have been giving 10% to missions, and we decided to up that to 15%.
Now, is that for the rest of this year, or is that forever going forward?
It's going to be until it's not. We're gonna keep. I mean, the goal is to keep increasing that every single year. We increase the budget by quite a bit because, like you, Church, you've been outgiving the budget by quite a bit. So we revised the categories and updated the budget. You approved the updated budget, which is really cool. And we've got a few months left in the year, so we're gonna have some fun months of ministry.
I love it.
Lots of work to get done. We also mentioned the potential hiring of some new staff at Lakeview Church.
That's exciting.
That's another thing we haven't talked about yet, but there were several interviews. So it was concert.
So you had
interview,
more rounds of interview
concert,
every night that you didn't.
Interview.
Every night that you weren't at a concert, you were interviewing a potential youth pastor.
Interviewing youth guy candidates, and it's really tough when you love all of the candidates. And like not just like, "Oh, that's a good," like, no, like I genuinely love the candidates.
Is it weird? So, you know, I mean, it's your position that you're, the position that was yours for a decade.
Yep.
So as far as anybody who is currently at the church remembers, it's the Tim position. Because the last full-time, the only full-time youth pastor that's ever been at the church was you, right? Was there a full-time youth pastor?
I know that there were several part-timers before me. There may have been
one part-timer after you.
But as far as I know, I mean,
but as far as longevity is concerned, nobody there for more than 2 or 3 years.
And here's the crazy thing. Lakeview has not hired a full time staff since me.
Yeah.
Every other hire has been part time. So this is the first time in over a decade that we are hiring a full time staff member. So obviously we're taking it very seriously.
But also, like, you kind of want to be guarded because it's a position that is near and dear to your heart.
I'm not
also
going anywhere.
But also, right. you don't want it to be, it's not the Tim show. So how much sit back and be a part of the committee versus I am the committee? You're not doing I am the committee.
No. So what?
But is it weird to, like, have to sit on your hands a little bit?
The approach that I've taken is I met with the candidates and spent a lot of hours with them before
Ronald
I even
says,
brought them to the team.
I've loved our little chat. Tim, this just in, Ronald's the newest candidate for Lakeview Church. He's moving from San Antonio to Tarpon Springs, Florida. We can't wait to have you, buddy. We'll see you on the show next week.
How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
That would
would make my heart very happy.
A ton of fun. So I've spent a lot of time with our candidates, and then I brought them before the search team and said, look, I approve. Like, both of these guys, I could work with.
Mm-hmm.
They both want to grow. They're eager to jump into ministry and to learn. And so it's really been on the search team to pray, to ask the tough questions, to deliberate. Stephanie was so funny after our last search team interview. Steph was like, so is this like jury duty? Do we now just say, like, here's what I'm thinking?
Is Steph on the team?
She's on both teams,
okay,
for worship and youth, because she's our designated note taker as well.
Gotcha.
So she's all things notes. And then we just kind of had like a jury duty deliberation time where we were like, here's where we're at.
All right. And right now, Tim is going to announce to us who the leader in the clubhouse is. Drum roll, please.
Steve says, so cool. Did you do anything specific? We did not, Steve. That's
it's
a great question.
It's called staying orthodox when the churches around you are not.
I wasn't going to say that.
I did, because it's not me.
But yes.
But we're going through a similar thing here. So,
like, there's no reason for it other than we're staying the course. And
we are being consistent and being us, and that is drawing.
We are striving to be consistently faithful. I will say that. And who we are as a church and our stance on the Word of God, like, that's been a big part of some of the recent growth. I don't know if that's unfortunate. It's kind of unfortunate.
It's kind of unfortunate because you're watching another church.
I hate that.
Dwindle.
I don't like that.
See, we've had two spikes here in the past year or so, and I would love it if it was because there was a revival or something and all these new people are getting saved, and that's not the case. One was, you know, church. I think both are coming from different churches, and both churches are not super similar to us. But it started with one person or a couple,
yeah,
and then it's like, hey, I've really liked this, and there's been some discontentment in the other churches. So, and it's a weird thing, because, like, you want your church to grow.
Sure.
You don't want another church to shrink, but if another church is being less than faithful.
It's sad.
It is. It's sad, and it's a weird time for so many churches and so many denominations, and I get it.
I wanted to mention this because this is a unique spot for me in ministry, because we have quite the Rolodex when it comes to connections and friends and contacts in the youth ministry world. And, you know, from time to time, we'll put those to good use. But I've really felt led in this season to reach out to some of those contacts and say, hey, we're bringing on a new youth guy really soon at Lakeview. I want you to help, because as much as I would love to be a part of the training process, which I will be.
Yeah.
I need outside help too.
And it can't be this is the Tim way.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I want this guy to grow in this role, not just under my leadership, but under some great youth ministry minds. So I actually reached out to one of our best buds.
DP, are you with me?
One of our best buds. He's been in the game a long time. A certain Derry Prinker is going to be
that guy.
So no matter who we hire, Derry is going to be in on helping get this guy trained and loved and connected.
Youth ministry cohort training.
And then our years with DYM. I've already reached out to Doug and Josh.
Listen, it's a beautiful thing.
I'm excited. Like, I'm going to walk through some of these things with the new youth guy. But, like, can you imagine? Andrew, just imagine. Go back to our early days of youth ministry, pre
24-year-old us.
Derry, pre Ronald, pre DYM.
Yeah.
Pre, like, these guys that we have.
And someone says,
so
hey, I'm going to connect you with this mountain of resources.
Gosh.
That's, like, very cool.
We were pre DYM in general. Like there was no DYM, not just DYM community, but there were resources.
The three different curriculum companies.
And that was it.
But that was it. Timmy, we had a kind of, I don't know if exciting or funny is the way to put it. One of the things that we've struggled with the past couple years is, you know, as we've grown, but you know, we started as a little church with not a whole lot of kids in kids ministry.
Yeah.
And now we're, you know, 15, 20-ish kids in kids ministry all the time, which is about 15 to 20% of our total congregation.
I love it.
But we haven't had a lot of resources in like the sign in and, you know, let's connect the iPad to the printer kind of thing doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense for a church that still is not big.
Yeah.
And Melissa, my Melissa, and then another friend of ours at the church who's also named Melissa.
Not your Melissa.
Not so my Melissa.
My Melissa. And
then there's other
Melissa.
Melissa. Yeah. We're doing this VBS at my home church, Berea Baptist Church, together. And there, I think there were 65, 70-ish total kids at this VBS. So that's a good-sized VBS, but not a huge VBS.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah. But they were kind of looking around to, hey, there are some ways to not necessarily do the iPad sign-in and the printer, but still make things a bit more secure and things. And they were kind of walking around and doing some gleaning of wisdom.
Yeah.
And so kind of on a whim in a group text message, it was like, hey, what if we do this, this, and this for our kids area?
Mm.
And so unbeknownst to me, they had put together like some signage and direction stuff so that visitors would come in and see all this. And our layout is kind of weird. We have two distinct buildings that you wouldn't realize were two distinct buildings because in between them was a breezeway that's been closed in, and it's kind of like a labyrinth to get back to some of our kids' ministry spaces.
Like a sauna.
It is. It's weird. And so they went out of their way and just were like, hey, let's see if this works. And so no joke, 3 minutes after they put up like some new signage, a family with a baby and, you know, littles comes as visitors, and there's like this beautiful,
Amazing.
Hey, this is great. Yep. And it was one of those things where we had a relatively newish attendee at the church reach out and be like, hey, can I just like assign myself the role of official greeter? And well, absolutely. And he's got young kids. And it was just a really neat thing where all the stuff came together to point newbies in the right direction.
Oh, I love that.
And it looked really good, and like it was intentional, and I didn't even know what was going on. And that's my favorite. That's the best part ever.
That is the way it should
that's
be.
That's the best part
Zach,
ever.
Zach, we're going to get there in a second because I was going to surprise Andrew with this one. But Brandon says, Tim mentions youth and Rolodex in the same sentence. Love it. Some younger pastors may be Googling Rolodex now. The only reason I mentioned
Rolodex is that really nice watch that you have.
We're going to the office with my two older kids, and we're in the Michael Scott Paper Company era. Mm-hmm. Where Dwight steals Michael's Rolodex. Yes. So that was last night. So Rolodex, the word was fresh on my mind.
You guys started the same time that Landon and I started, and we've been done for months.
Have you seen my Instagram stories?
Yes, you've been very busy.
We have not had a lot of time. Ronald says, man, if I had that, seriously, Ronald, in my first 7 years of youth ministry, dang, totally agree. Healthy, game-changing. Yes, absolutely. All right, Zach, thanks for bringing this up. So, Andrew, I'm surprised. Were you embarrassed? You didn't want to mention this to me, so I hopped on your live stream.
It wasn't even.
Hang on. We're getting there. I hop on Andrew's live stream, which I typically do to make sure everything's going well.
Thank you.
We provide feedback on each other's services regularly. So this was Sunday afternoon. The live stream had obviously been over for quite a few hours. And there's a lull moment in the service. I'm like, that's odd. So I back up a little bit. And I hear your worship guy kind of set it up. And I scrub forward and I hear you say something to the effect of, remember that time where you forgot your Bible in your office?
That's what's nice. Like, you know, our church,
I'm like, are you opening a podcast or are you opening a church service?
So we we open every service. You know,
so it was like a three
minute. It shouldn't have been that.
And then I'm like, his office is 10 steps away.
Well,
why did that take so
all
long?
All of my kids are in here like playing on their iPads and stuff. Like, boys, you got to, you know, time to get into church. I left my Bible and my iPad that had my sermon on it in my office. And I think it had been something where.
But couldn't you have gone out during the worship set?
No,
like, why did you need it first?
We do our call to worship. And so I needed my Bible to do the call to worship. And I knew where we were. But like, I hadn't like even looked it up.
You
like,
just weren't going to say anything to me, were you? You were hoping that I didn't watch.
No, it.
You're hoping no one remembered.
It was such a little part of our day that it
stuck out in my mind.
Well, I guess so.
And Zach, apparently.
It was just a silly thing.
It's really funny.
And I didn't realize that they had like cut everything because it was like we broke the prayer. I was like, okay, I got it. So, you know, we huddle up with the praise team and people that are serving whatever different roles. And so I'm like, oh, I got to run to my office real quick and get my Bible.
Because the live stream was live.
And I did not realize that they had like cut the, you know, we have the announcement slides rolling before.
Yeah, there were no announcement slides.
I didn't realize that they had cut all that stuff. So in the, and then when they turn off the pre-service music, the room is kind of like trained to get quiet. So,
oh, they were quiet.
And so, yeah. So I like come and I,
what did Brad say?
I don't know. I wasn't in there.
He was just trying to keep, and he did a good job of like, he just kind of had to.
I did not realize that they had cut everything. And then I came out and there was like a visitor like out in the parking lot. And so I'm like shaking hands. And,
oh boy.
Yeah. It was,
oh boy.
You know, sometimes you got to do all the things all at once, Tim, but I did forget my Bible, and it's a pretty Bible.
It's a very pretty Bible.
It's a very pretty Bible.
It's this worth more than every article of clothing
you
I'm wearing.
By Bible Review Blog.
So good.
It's a very.
Pretty sure that giveaway was rigged.
No, because
come on,
that's what he said. He said that, you know, that all of the different giveaways were based on, you know, people liking and commenting on the YouTubes, but the biggest random drawing was anyone on his email list, which there's 1200 plus people or whatever on the email list, and I happened to get spit out. So I was thrilled. I was thrilled, and I will be preaching from that Bible hopefully for the rest of my life. But yeah, it was, I forgot it in my office. I usually bring it over about 9:10, 9:15. I bring my stuff over, and I don't remember what was happening. And
you forgot your Bible.
I did.
Hey, Sundays are the best.
Sundays are wild.
You just never know.
See, now for you, because you don't office really at church anymore.
I don't, but we do a pre-service prayer with the worship team. So I have forgotten my iPad in there before. But
where do you do it?
Like
in the office area, Lakeview HQ?
HQ1, because second service kids ministry in there, but first service they're not. So before that, just table setups. We can sit at a table and talk and pray, and I'll, you know, go highlights of the sermon and what's going to happen in the service. So I've forgotten my iPad around town before.
So,
but we don't do an opening call to worship. We open with announcements, so yeah. I have time to sneak out, unlike you, apparently.
We open with a call to worship. And
I like it.
That's where we were yesterday, and I didn't have my Bible with me, which is, you know, I mean, I could do a call to worship from my phone, I guess, but I tried to model, and being that I preach from an iPad anyway, I figured modeling the paper Bible.
Sure.
It's probably a thing to do from time to
time.
But Timmy, speaking of preaching from the iPad, and I'm now looking at the clock, it's 11:55. We got a few minutes.
We do, but we're recording not one, not two, but three podcasts today.
Yes, so we're very popular.
And we probably should eat at some point.
I know. Timmy, I have my iPad like folded up.
Right.
So like, you have your iPad on a pulpit.
Yeah, so you're it's flat, but
you're
the
preaching
pulpit.
from an iPad, but nobody sees your iPad.
Correct.
See, mine is like the stand or the case.
It's different.
So mine is A-framed up
mm-hmm.
for the whole back of everybody.
Right.
So I make sure to have my iPad and my Bible both seen together. Is that silliness?
No,
at this
I like
point?
It.
Okay.
I would prefer that, but I don't even think I could fit both on the pulpit that I have right now. It's not very large.
I mean, I can get you
not
a,
like the mega pits that some churches in the area may or may not have. Also, some of them are
Megapit. I thought that was referencing your under oath show. Megapit.
Thinking of a mega pulpit.
Mega pulpit.
The kind where it's like, you know, four human body lengths wide, and some of them are clear, and it's like I wouldn't want to see through that.
We had a clear pulpit here when I started.
What
that was like plexiglass.
Yeah,
and
it's got six cup holders
glued together, and there was like a hand crocheted thing in front of it, and I was like,
drop the banner on it.
The first couple years I was here, I kind of like felt obligated. Hey. COVID was wonderful, and so I was terrible, but it was also really nice to be able to
sacrifice
make some
sacred
changes,
cows.
And I'm grateful that we were able to make those changes, but yeah, I'm very okay with not using the...
Long live the plexiglass
pulpit. The plexiglass pulpit. So it was literally held together by glue, and it did not move very well, and so one of the times that it got moved after pulpit, it got wiggled, and it just completely fell apart. And so now when we have a guest preacher who wants to be at a pulpit, we have like the saddest little podium from Office Depot or something. That,
something.
You know, it's a, it is a,
might as well just use a music stand at this
point. It's a conference room podium.
Yeah.
So yeah, a music stand would give you
it's
more coverage.
It's probably time to update Lakeview's pulpit. It's been there forever.
It's heavy.
It's very heavy.
It's very, very heavy. Do you know what you should try? You should try a, like a bar stool and a round top table. Huh. I think that would go over really well.
I have a friend who does that.
Yeah, you can borrow one of our round tops. We have four of them.
Not a bad idea. He's kind of like a conversationalist, and his speaking style is very conversational.
That's what I would say that he aspires to be.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, very approachable, you know.
CJ says, pastor before me was like 6'4". Oh, I'm 5'7". They custom made the podium and literally could put my chin on it while standing up. I stand to the side while preaching.
Do you have
a
stool just in case? I've got a buddy, but he's a guy I went to college with who I've spoken to about four times from since college.
That's a buddy of yours.
And he is very kind of wannabe high church. Like their church is in a strip mall, but he really wants it to be super high church. Like they're
like full suit every Sunday.
Full suits. Yeah. And like very crisp. He's a very good looking dude. He looks good in it, but he had a custom pulpit built. That the pulpit literally has stairs in it to go up to the lectern part of the pulpit.
No,
and
I'm like,
your church is in a strip
mall.
Is it mall.
Off to the corner?
No, it's like dead center. It's so bizarre to me because it's so not me. Get that there are different strokes for different folks and
we can celebrate our differences in that area.
Scooby dooby dooby. But I just think, like, how? When the people were like moving it in to the strip mall location, did you think, hey, this is going to...
Like, is it on wheels?
I think there's like a chancel, because, you know, you don't say stage in that type of church. There's no windows in the back of the room, yet they have stained glass like hanging on the back wall. I don't get it. I don't understand.
The title of today's episode was... I don't get stuff like that, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I just don't get stuff
Do you know
like
what?
That.
That was not what we were talking about when you said I don't get stuff like that, but we won't throw that person under the bus.
I'm not mad or upset. I just don't get it.
I just don't get it. And
it's okay.
Every now and then.
Like, that's okay.
Especially
you
know, being at a church that I work at, I'm like, would I worship here if I did not work here? It's a good question to ask, and I hope that the answer is always yes.
It's a great question
But sometimes I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't choose that.
There was a period of my time at Lakeview where I would have said, I mean, I did not invite friends. I mean, we've all gone through seasons of that before.
There was a season where we had come from a bigger church that was, you know, just kind of fit us very well in Texas. But then, you know, these children, and we were moving back where family was. And the first several years that we were on staff at Faith, we would attend the Saturday night services at Calvary.
Wow.
Just to kind of be around people.
Like-minded people.
Like that were a little bit like-minded.
You guys used to attend some online stuff, too.
We would do some
like
online
a Sunday
stuff.
Night thing, I remember.
And it was kind of necessary for us.
In that season, that's where the Lord was leading you.
And it was what kept us at the place that we were.
Nothing
and
wrong with that.
By the end of our time there, it was heartbreaking to leave. So, but...
Man, we just turned serious.
We just got
what
really
happened?
Deep really quick. We got to end this and go get some lunch.
I feel like Danny just sat us down and had a moment in the music feud, and at the end we were holding hands and hugging
Kumbaya
each other
and
praying together.
Stuff.
Andrew, you want to go ahead and close us in?
All right. Every head bow, every eye closed.
See that hand? Hey, we need to eat lunch.
Yeah, join
we're getting a bit
Monday.
Loopy.
Next Monday, it'll be great. I'll have kids here because it's teacher in-service season.
Oh, wow.
So... Should be great.
Maybe
should
I should bring
fun.
Mine, too. We could have an entire office
just
filled.
Leave the kids in the worship center while we're in here. Like, all right, kids, don't break anything.
Or leave them on the microphones and we go to the worship center and just see what happens. Hit the record button. Come back in 15 minutes and see if Facebook has banned us.
I think that might happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, CJ, way to brag that you're 5'7". Hurts my heart. I'm 5'6". We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, boys and girls.